Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, it's our second hour as we take you all the way to 6 o'clock. Still to come, Wolfgang on the program around 5:30-ish. Up in about 10, 15 minutes from right now, Ben Jacobson, the head basketball coach at UNI, will join us. So, Trent, this was a weekend that had Iowa State losing, Iowa losing, Drake winning on a buzzer beater by our boy Reed Timmer.
Buzzer beater, so, four-point play.
Yeah, so that was a positive. We finally got some positive in the in this state. Maybe when we talk to Coach Jake, maybe you and I can kind of find their way here before the season comes to an abrupt halt. I hope that's the case.
Well, it's coming up fast, Jimmy B. There's just a week left, both of the Big Ten and the MVC, a couple weeks left of the Big 12 and the other majors. We, of course, have talked about the reason for the Big Ten being done early this year so they can make their way into Madison Square Garden. But this Drake team, that's a nice win. Missouri State, preseason favorite to go on the road and win that. And Drake has been a nice story. They've been winning games at home, but doing that on the road, pretty impressive. And all of a sudden now, Illinois State up next, and they finish up with Valpo. Drake could finish in second place. Second place in year number one for Nico Medved. And I know, Jim, you brought up, I think it was last week, Colorado State, his connection there. Yeah, Larry Eustachy, more than likely going to be moved out of the head coaching position. Minnesota, could that become available? That's where Nico's from. But Drake, to do this in year number one's incredible. But Nico Medved, if he does get this turned around, and, well, he already has for all intents and purposes, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be making phone calls to Medved, I have a feeling.
I'm with you on that. Absolutely agree. And his name is going to come up. Yeah.
And you hate to see this for a Drake fan, especially right now, because Colorado State, because you haven't got the full flavor of Nico Medved. You haven't got to see him with his guys, you know, his team. You haven't been able to see kind of the build getting to that ultimate crescendo and getting to a tournament and going in, you know, to Scott Trade Center as a favorite and making your way to an NCAA, you know. It's still early here, and just having a year of it. They only had a year of Keno Davis, though completely different circumstances, taking over for his dad and Dr. Tom. You still have that kind of feeling that you didn't, though the season's been good, you didn't get everything that goes along with it when you're a mid-major school and your coach gets poached, you know?
Well, but they are a springboard. That's exactly are. Schools like that are a springboard. But I get you. I mean, it would be a stake in the heart to Drake fans if indeed he did leave for another position like that. But, you know, we'll wait. We'll see what happens. He may decide as well, Trent, that, hey, look, I got something here. I got to at least get another year in, although he's going to lose a real good player in Timmer because he's a senior.
He's losing five good players, Jimmy B. He's losing,
It's not just Timmer
moving on. It's a complete rebuild. And that's the other part. We know how difficult it is to rebuild a Drake. He has to know when he took the job. You figure Nico Medved certainly did his homework and understands what a difficult job this is. And if a job comes, like, let's just say that Colorado State, because, you know, Minnesota, I would be shocked to see them hire, you know, somebody that had one okay year at Drake and go out and you're coaching in the Big Ten now. And now, hey, good luck. You got Matt Painter and Tom Izzo and Chris Holtman, who might be the class of the league, and John Beilein. You know, you're going up against those guys night in and night out. You're taking somebody like that. But Colorado State, where you'd go from making, I don't know, $400,000 a year at Drake, and you're making $900,000. Difficult money to say no to, almost more than doubling your salary. And is that job coming around? Because of the nature of the Drake job, I think at the very least Nico Medved would have to listen. You'd have to listen to it and figure out if it makes sense. Now, if it's a job that the conference might be a little bit better, but the pay isn't a huge increase, I think that's different. But there's so many different factors that go into it, Jimmy B.
I'm with you 100% on that. So we'll wait and see what happens as we get set for tournament time. A couple of other things I want to touch on, and that is, I know you were busy all weekend, so you probably didn't see hardly any of the Olympics. Am I correct on that?
Watched a little of the biathlon yesterday, in and out of a couple things, but for the most part, yeah, not at the top of my list this weekend.
Did you see that one of the curling athletes is getting busted for doping?
Yeah, those stones are heavy, Jimmy B.
I can't believe this guy is getting from Russia, is getting busted for doping, and he's on the curling team. So right now, he's right up there with Barry Bonds, with Roger Clemens, with
Ben
Mark
Johnson.
McGuire. Yeah, Ben Johnson. Yeah. Yeah, he's right there with everybody. So what did you do in the Olympics? Oh, I was a curler. Oh, well, nobody cared. Well, I was the guy that got busted for doping. Oh, I know who you are.
Oh, living in infamy. Man. All right, Jimmy B. Oh, just a minute left before we got to get to you and I head coach Ben Jacobson. Here you go. Time now for Jimmy B's crappy NBA minute.
New Prison was unsealed in Chicago, Chicago Stadium. Ricky Mahorn hustling underneath, can't get it to fall. Jordan to the hoop, king in the air, score!
All right, if you didn't get a chance to peruse any of the NBA All-Star game last night, you missed the show. Not only did both teams score in the 140s, but they also played defense, particularly when the game came down to who was going to win. An unbelievable display. And you know the King, King James, was named the MVP, and his team was a winner over, some guy named Steph. At any rate, it was a fabulous, fabulous NBA All-Star game. Trent, they need to keep it the way it is. And let the big-time guys take control because they made the game something special.
I think that was a minute too long today. We'll come back on the other side. We're talking college basketball, you and I basketball, final week of the regular season, the MVC, Ben Jacobson, up next here on Jimmy B and TC.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Sponsored by Discover Card. Discover Card will match all the cash back new card members earn at the end of their first year. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Everyone loves barbecue, especially award-winning barbecue. That's why Cute Smokehouse, the winners of TLC's Barbecue Pitmaster Season 2, opened up a place right here in town. Cute Smokehouse has daily specials, made-from-scratch sides, desserts, and of course, excellent barbecue. Cute Smokehouse has got you covered whether you want eat-in, take-out, or catering for your upcoming party or special event. Open 11 to 8 Monday through Saturday and closed on Sunday. Find them at 245 East Hickman in Waukee, across from Dairy Queen, and online at cuedsmokehouse.com. That's K-U-E-D smokehouse.com. Get here early, because when it's gone, it's gone. And make sure you get in on the Cued Smokehouse sweet deal. This Friday morning at 9, you'll be able to get $50 worth of Cued Smokehouse certificates for only $25. Yeah, you heard right. Get $50 worth of Cued Smokehouse certificates for only $25. This sweet deal is sure to go fast, so get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones, too. Like hashtag treating yourself to Simply Balanced Sparkling Water on sale $2.79. Or saying yes to grab-and-go snacks like Chobani Flip on sale $10 for $9. And clean up with buy one, get one 25% off body soap and wash, including brands like Dove and Olay. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason, life requires you to stay put. Get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Special Olympics Iowa will host the annual Warren County Polar Plunge on Saturday, February 24th at Lake Aquabi in Indianola. The Polar Plunge is a signature fundraiser for Special Olympics and offers a unique opportunity for individuals and organizations to raise money and support Special Olympics Iowa athletes by jumping into the frigid waters. All you have to do is raise $75 and register for the event online at soiowa.org/polar-plunge. You can register individually or as a team. All of the proceeds from the plunge go back to the over 14,000 athletes in Iowa and fund the Special Olympic programs they participate in. The Polar Plunge will start at noon on February 24th with a post-party to follow. There's still plenty of time to sign up, so head on over to soiowa.org/polar-plunge today.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Take you up until 6 o'clock tonight, Jimmy B and TC. Time right now to talk to the head coach. You and I basketball, home and away, right here on 1700 KBGG. And we're joined right now by Ben Jacobson, presented by Washer Systems of Iowa. Coach Jake, how's Indiana?
Yeah, we just landed.
Beautiful Valparaiso. Your first ever trip there, obviously a newcomer into the conference. Have you guys ever made your way to Valpo before?
No, it's to be the first time that we have played over here against Valpo. And I don't think in my time as our head coach and as an assistant coach, I don't know that we played Valpo at any time in the years that I've been here. So this will be the first time that we've seen them.
Well, you'll get a new look at a new conference opponent. Saw them earlier this season at home, obviously at the McLeod Center. But, you know, I know it's just 1 year into it, the leaving of Wichita State. But do you think that the conference commissioner, Elgin, and the powers that be made a good choice here in Valpo? They're finding the sledding a little bit more difficult, making the bump up to the MVC. But do you think it was a choice that made sense to you on a basketball floor?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that we got the right school. I think Valpo is, they've got a young team. I think they've got 9 freshmen and sophomores on their team. They've got two very good senior guards in their starting lineup and guys that They've had good years for them. Our teams are a little bit alike, Trent, in that Velpo has played well at home, just as we have in our last five or six games on our home floor. And then they've had some struggles on the road. And I think, from their standpoint, this was, I know we've talked about it over the course of the last 5 or 6 weeks. The league is, it's an older league this year. And it's from top to bottom, it's as hard as it has been in probably I wouldn't even know if it's 5 or 6 years or even a little bit longer, guys. So, the league's good this year. But I don't think there's any question that we got the right school. They got some really good young players. They played really well on their home floor. They had a great game the other night with Bradley, just a really highly competitive game, a very physical game. And kind of a possession game the whole way through, and then Velpo went on a big run to finish it off and end up beating it by 15 or 16. So they've got a good team, and they played really well at home.
Hey, Ben, I'm real curious about this aspect of it. Being a longtime coach, and you've had really good teams and then teams that were just okay, but do you sit up at night scratching your head trying to figure out how – your club can score in the 70s some night, and then another night or two, they can't even get to 50. I know teams, look, it happens in high school, college, and even in the NBA. Guys all of a sudden just go cold. But this has really got to be just really, really difficult, because I think you felt that your team was going to have a much better record than what it has right now.
Yeah, I think, Jim, no matter what kind of team we've had and what kind of year we're having, I think as coaches, we, whether it's us or anybody else, I think you stay up at night kind of scratching your head about, whatever it might be, given the team that you're dealing with. I think that's just part of the deal. Whether it's this year where we've struggled on the road and not been in a position to contend for the league championship when we felt like that we would be able to do that after our non-conference that we had, or a couple years ago when we're winning a bunch of games down the stretch, or 3 years ago when we hardly got beat. I just think that's part of the profession, and always trying to figure out what it is that your current team needs. We've struggled on the road some. Now we had a better outing at Illinois State, and we had a pretty good outing at Drake. So our last four games, we've beat Bradley and beat Evansville at home, had a competitive game with Drake at their place, and had a pretty darn good game at Illinois State. So I think we're getting closer, and even though we're getting to the last week of the regular season and then heading to St. Louis next week, I think we're close. I think we still got a lot of good basketball left in us.
Coach, looks like you're going to be playing in the opening round for the first time in your head coaching career. Now have to win instead of three games in 3 days, four in 4 days. Does that change at all, kind of what you have to do, the way that you rest guys, get them ready? Any changes for what you're going to do getting ready for Arch Madness?
No, Trent. We're going to approach this week like we would, regardless of what would be coming up in St. Louis in terms of when we play first or who we play or, what that bracket looks like. So that's not going to change what we do this week. We got to keep getting better, this week, see if we can make some improvements. And, I don't think as we look ahead to that, Trent, we've had competitive games with everybody in the league, haven't been able to get over the hump on the road and had a couple struggles early in conference play at home, But like I said, we've played pretty good basketball here the last 2 weeks, and we've played good at home, really the last five or six times out. So, as I said, we're not far off. We've just got to play a little bit better. But we'll approach this week, starting with tomorrow night's game against Velpo, the way we would any year, regardless of what that bracket looks like next week.
Okay, quick scouting report then on Velpo that you would give the guys. That's just you and me talking right now, Coach.
Yeah, they've kind of changed things offensively. They had been a team that had run the high post offense, or split the post, the old offense that Dana Altman used to run at Creighton, for all those years over there. And they've gone to more of the the ball screen type actions and really spreading the floor. They've got two guys that'll play the center position. Both guys are 7 foot, and so they get him rolling down the middle of the floor, and they'll surround him with four guards that can all make some plays. You know, guys that can make shots, guys that can put it on the floor. And like I said, they had a highly competitive game with Bradley just the other night, and really played well. And a lot of it at the offensive end was them spreading the floor and using their big 7-footer to set a ball screen and get rolling down the middle and try to stretch you out and then beat you off the dribble and knock in a 3-point shot. So as we've talked about, they really played good here the other night.
Coach, looking forward to it. We'll have the call here on 1700 tomorrow night. You and I and Velpo. A little late start for that one as well. 8 o'clock it'll be on television on CBS Sports Network. Coach, as always, good catching up with you. We'll talk to you again next week, getting ready for St. Louis.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Ben Jacobson checking in on his way. Just got to Velpo. Jimmy B., you called a lot of games. You ever called a game at Velpo before?
I have not. I just wish I would have been there for that Bryce Drew shot. I would have loved to have been there for that one.
Well, that wasn't at Velpo, though.
No, it wasn't. No, I'm just saying. I wish I was working that game when he hit that. I would have gone crazy. Yes,
it's a pretty good call. Yeah. Do you remember who they were playing in that game?
Was it Mississippi State?
Close, Ole Miss.
Do you remember? Ole Miss. Okay.
Do you remember what seed Velpo was?
I think they were like a 15.
13.
Okay.
A little bit
well, I'm close.
It was all right.
Okay, you're not going to give me that? Okay. All
well,
right,
I mean, I could really go off the board. You know who the best player on that Ole Miss team was, right?
Well, it wasn't Marshall Henderson, I know
not,
that.
No. Ansu Cisse, one of the greatest names in college basketball history.
Yeah.
Ansu Cisse. The top player for the Rebels that year. Quick timeout. We're back with more on the other side. Wolfgang's going to join the fray. We got high school hoops, sub-state basketball tonight right at 6 o'clock right here on your home for high school sports, 1700.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
One of the scariest things that can happen to pet owners is having your pet go missing. That's why the Animal Rescue League of Iowa has partnered with iowapetalert.com to help reunite lost pets with their owners. We post every lost pet that arrives to our doors on this website within 24 hours, and the public can post lost and found pets and sign up for notifications too. Learn more at iowapetalert.com.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect tonight. Freezing rain likely, especially after midnight, a low near 29. Early morning freezing rain Tuesday, becoming colder, drier, and windier in the afternoon. High temperature around 31. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Sponsored by Serta, it's the Serta President's Day event. Get a free box spring or save up to $500 on a Serta adjustable set. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Archer Home Center in Adel.
Sandler training has finally come to Des Moines and Central Iowa. Hello, everybody. This is Carl Schapworth, owner of Sandler Training. And if your business relies on sales performance to drive success, then I urge you to contact Sandler Training today. I personally use Sandler in my business, and it has taken it to high performance, and the same thing can happen to you. So check us out on the web, keywords Sandler Training Iowa. Again, that's keyword Sandler Training Iowa. Sandler Training. If you're looking for old-fashioned sales training, don't call us.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when 1 in 8 Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with 3 children, giving up isn't isn't an option. We help families like the Hardesty's every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together, we can solve hunger.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Sports talk that rocks. This is Jimmy B and DC on Des Moines' big station for sports, 1700 KBGG.
And we're back on Jimmy B and TC. Brinson moves aside as Wolfgang takes over in the hot seat. What's going on, Wolfgang?
Not much. Just re-listened to the Fergie national anthem.
Ooh, yeah, that was stellar, wasn't it?
Oh, so you liked it?
No, not at all, not at all. It's brutal.
I get offended by that stuff. Does that make me a curmudgeon, an old guy, or something like that?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, yeah.
Because if she came out and said, I was so excited to do the national anthem that I orgasmed, actually, and I apologize. It was just, I couldn't. But the fact that I think she went out there and did that on purpose, I find that a little, I don't know, I don't like that. I don't like the sitting during the national anthem. If you guys want to talk about things and your political beliefs, I totally agree with that. I'd rather you stand and do it in that, you know, and do it in that platform. But as far as her orgasming on the, you know, during the NBA All-Star game, I thought it was a little much.
A little too much for you. Okay. All right. So it was weird. That is for sure. It was odd. Not what you normally anticipate you're going to see.
And Trent, she's a horrible singer.
Ah, that's the other part.
Okay, so let's get to that, because you probably know a little more Black Eyed Peas than I do. I know probably some of their, you know, famous songs, and I like it. You know, it's good. So I don't know her probably as much as you do, but I saw her, you know, when you're trying to watch, you'll find this out, when you're trying to watch things with the kids, you know, America's Got Talent, we love watching that, and I'm trying to think what I saw her on, and she sang, like, on the last episode. I don't remember what it was. I think it was America's Got Talent, and she was horrible. And I'm like, is she supposed to be a good singer? Because I'm sitting there, we're like looking at each other laughing, and the crowd is like looking at each other. She is a horrible singer. This caught people by surprise that she was a horrible singer. Did she used to be a good singer?
Maybe. I guess I never thought of her as some outstanding singer. She was
an artist of a group. You know, that's more than it was. I don't think anybody ever talked about, oh, Fergie belting out those notes. It was more, no, it's good music. You know, it's something to even dorks like me could, you know, bounce your foot to and get a little beat going and get out on the dance floor during a wedding and go crazy. You know, that's
I want to see that. You got video?
No video. Took everyone's cell phones away when I get on the dance floor. It's yeah, that exactly. Good. We don't need that getting out. It's that good. And, you know, you gotta keep the opinion of the people out there. They don't want to see me out on the dance floor. But no, I've never thought of her as a great singer. Maybe some people did. I never heard that about her. And you act like I know Black Eyed Peas. Come on, Wolfgang. You think that's what I'm listening to?
I mean, that's not my thing. Everybody's got their different thing, man. I like different stuff, but I don't like ruining the national anthem. I'm a Chili Pepper fan.
Yeah.
Going way back in the day, forever. I know those guys are over 50 now or whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it back in the day. It's a little bit of everything. Rock, rap, funk, you know, everything. And I remember Flea did it with the bass, the national anthem.
Yes.
It was horrible. I thought it was just horrible, and I'm a big fan of those guys. Anyway, that's just me being a curmudgeon. Sorry.
We're both that way. Well, there was a change in the All-Star game. It was Team Steph against Team LeBron. Your boy got it done, Team LeBron, with a really devastated team in terms of what was left, what they still had there. Impressive, I thought, out of LeBron. And the last couple minutes, and frankly, that's pretty much all I watched. I was in and out. Penn State-Purdue was going on. That was a good game. I'm not going to watch the All-Star game over a game that actually matters. So I was watching a lot more of that. But it was, hey, guys carrying in the fourth quarter, something we hadn't seen lately.
That is something that I think could bring, like, new fans to the game. Because when you or somebody else, not you, you are a fan, but, like, if somebody isn't a fan of the NBA and they watch the, you know, All-Star game and they go, look at these guys. They're not trying. And did you see Steph Curry, who a few years ago was my third favorite player of all time? Everybody's trying in this game. Everybody's giving a damn, which has not happened. You know, LeBron's talking crap to Harden. After they put a full-court press on at the end of the first half, right? Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And stole the ball from Harden. And LeBron's talking smack to him and making faces at him. Harden got a little pissed as he will get. But, you know, I found it fun. And watching this and watching my guy, who I used to have as my third favorite player, Curry, eating popcorn at the beginning of the first half on the sideline. He thought that was funny. And then you hear him after the game, he's like, talking about how great this was, that people cared, and people were playing defense, and it wasn't just a dunk contest. Dude, you were eating popcorn on the freaking sideline, just like Switzer did. Who did I hear say that? Switzer did in the All-Pro game back in the day, in 95 or whatever that was. Give a damn, will you please, Curry? The too cool for school thing drives me crazy, and that's where the young thing for Oklahoma, I'm afraid he's copying Curry's game like that. I don't want the too cool for school. Care. Act like you give a damn. It just drives me crazy watching him. And everybody was giving a damn. If you watch LeBron, he set the tone. He said, you know what? I care about this game. Well, we're playing hardcore defense, you know.
Right.
It wasn't playoffs or anything, but it was much better than we've ever seen. I mean, if you can't sleep at night and you could find it, you know, find it on the NBA channel, it's a fun watch. We were sitting there watching, looking at each other going, this is fun. This is fun to watch. And, you know, the NBA playoff or the NBA All-Star game, there's like an unwritten rule. You kind of let dunks go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't challenge stuff. And there was a lot of that. You know, LeBron bounced it off. And, you know, I think it was, who did he do it to? I can't remember who he alley-ooped it to. But anyway, it was unbelievable. And there's never an unwritten rule where you don't do that. But you saw some, like, hard fouls, actually, Trent.
Right.
They cared.
Yep.
And that's what people want to see. That's what you want to see. You said you want to watch a game that matters. So you watch Purdue. I understand that. I totally get that. But this game kind of mattered to them. It was fun to watch the competitiveness because these are like the greatest players in the world. And you're watching the young guys coming up, the Greek freak. As you call him, the alien, is that what you call them?
Yes.
The guy is sick. He's sick. And then you watch Harden, even though he had a terrible game yesterday, on offense, he's almost unstoppable. And obviously LeBron, for some reason, he's 33, and he only got a few more years of this, guys. He's 33, had an alley-oop where he almost hit his head on a reverse dunk. How many more years do we have of this? Not much. Enjoy it while it's here.
All right. Also in NBAs, you're a big NBA fan this weekend. There's continued talks about revamping the playoff structure. And I don't know, are you a Bill Simmons fan?
I used to listen to every single one of his podcasts,
mm-hmm.
and I stopped after he left ESPN. I haven't heard one since he left ESPN.
Oh, okay. Well, you going back to then, you've heard his idea.
Oh, I love him, yeah.
Yeah, his idea for the NBA in the final two spots. He called it the Entertaining as Hell tournament. So the top 14 teams are in, and there's two remaining seeds. And they have a tournament to decide, a one-game, a single-elimination tournament to decide the two teams that get in, that get into the playoffs. So all those other non-playoff teams play. Maybe there'll be a team that isn't very good. The U.S. incentivize also winning that tournament to not only get in the playoffs, but also one thing you add is you get the number one pick in the second round. So you have that part of it. So there's all kinds of parameters here, but a change to the playoff structure. A, getting rid of East-West, just seeding teams 1 through 16. Are you in favor of that part of it when we get through? Because us growing up back in the day, how many times in the 80s and 90s would have probably been two teams from the East? It would have been in the 90s, Bulls versus Knicks a couple of years, Bulls-Pistons. You know, go back to the 80s, Sixers against Celtics. Very well could have been the finals many of those years. So are you in favor of doing away with East-West as it pertains to the playoffs?
It's very interesting, and I'm in favor of just about anything that makes the regular season in any sport matter more.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the East, like the Cavs, I told you the last month LeBron didn't give a damn. Actually, he was trying to send a message like he does to the management, get me some damn players, trade this little midget that doesn't play defense, okay? Give me some guys that are 3D guys that I told you that shoot threes, play D. And so they're not. He's not really concerned that much about winning right now because he knows they're going to beat everybody in the East if they actually get him players.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of those teams in the West, you're going to need home court advantage, or you better at least try for that. That's what I think would be interesting. I think it would put more emphasis on the regular season, and that's the problem with, I think, both college basketball and NBA versus college football and NFL, don't you think?
Just the how important the regular season is?
Yeah, don't you think, like in college football, man, when Iowa loses one game, I'm like, oh, man, we got a shot, I guess, but we don't have the reputation. And, like, Alabama loses one game, we know they're going to be in the Final Four. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa loses one game, we're not sure. So it's, like, crushing when Iowa loses that one game,
Lose
or Iowa
first.
State, or whoever your favorite team is.
Yep.
But, you know, in basketball, it really doesn't matter. I don't know why we... You know, we're doing sports radio, so we want to make it matter. We want people to be passionate and everything. But you just want to be playing your best ball at the end of the season and actually get a good matchup is how I look at it.
Good matchups. And a different way about it.
I think he said this before, Trent. I think he has said, this would be cool. I think I got this from Bill Simmons. Maybe you'll tell me since you've listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was the one that put out, let the top seeds decide who they want to play.
Yeah, that
How
idea.
Cool would that be? How
yes.
cool would it be when, you know, like, the Warriors say, I want to play that team,
mm-hmm.
and then this other team gets the chip on their shoulder or whatever.
Yeah.
So you could leave it up to Golden State to say, you guys can pick it, or the league can pick it, and you can go with whatever you want. And the matchup, I think that would be interesting. Televise it, just like they should have done this whole NBA thing, where LeBron and Steph are picking sides and stuff like that. That would have had so many viewers. As with this, if you had to tune in and watch Golden State or the Cavs or Oklahoma City as they go down the line, you get to decide who you want to pick. How would that be?
Oh, it'd be unbelievable. Absolutely. It would be.
Or even a college.
Yes.
Can you imagine that? Like, Duke gets to decide who they want to play out of the... Okay, these are the teams in the field. I think I just came up with something cool. If Duke, like, got whoever the number one seed is going to be, Michigan State, who's it probably going to be? Probably...
Your number one seeds, it'll be Virginia. It'll be
Virginia's number
Villanova.
One. Villanova, Xavier, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Xavier. Yeah, but what if they got to decide? Okay, here's your teams that are in the tournament. You get to decide who you want to play. Now that would screw up the brackets and everything, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah, you
that
can't
would
do
ruin,
that.
That would ruin. Yeah, never mind.
Can't do that.
Well, I thought I had something there.
Can't go down that route. No. But no, it's a good idea and something fun. I think better for the NBA. There's a lot of ideas, and it's a sport that is continuing to gain traction. I joke about here, but you know, you talk to more and more people. The NBA, I think, is becoming more prevalent. If you watch the product, it is good. So, you know, and you hear people that don't like, oh, they don't play any defense. Yes, they do play defense. It's there's so many just hyperbolic statements out there that frankly aren't true. An all-star game, yeah, they're not playing much defense until late. I do agree with that, but product's good. I personally don't get into it until later. It's still, even though I'm a Timberwolves fan, I don't watch all 82, that's for sure. I might pop in and out to about half the games. And once we get through to the end of March and into April, then I'll be in. But you just have to pick your spots. And for me, the NBA is down the pecking order from college hoops for me.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah, and I agree with you on the defense thing. It's just like something that people say. And I listened to some of these old people, and I don't know what you think of Michael Wilbon. So just let me ask you what you think of Michael Wilbon.
He's a bit of an old curmudgeon.
I've absolutely had it with the guy. I just can't stand it. He found a way to denigrate that game yesterday, and I know you probably didn't watch the whole thing, like you said. You saw bits and pieces, but I'm watching with somebody who isn't an NBA fan, and we were sitting there looking at each other going, this is fun, this is crazy. Obviously, they're letting some alley-oops go. That's fine, but then you saw some fouls. Then you saw some guys that were acting like kids, smiling, and they were energetic, and they had a review on a out-of-bounds thing, and some of the NBA players are just going crazy, like, because they totally missed the call, even after replay. It went off a certain guy, and they said it went off another guy, and they gave the out-of-bounds call to the other guy, and the refs are sitting over there smiling, and the players are taking it serious. Like, those refs need to be freaking, like, suspended, as far as I'm concerned, as Bob Huggins would say.
Suspended?
Did you hear Bob Huggins, by the way? We're going totally off the cuff.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Have you ever heard, is there anybody that should not argue about the reffing and free throw disparity other than Bob Huggins? If it came from anybody in the world other than him, I would listen. It's Bob Huggins. And the guy is an absolute genius. He's brilliant. He's found a way. He's found a flaw in the system. And that's to foul on every possession, and they won't call it every time. So I don't want to hear crap from Bob Huggins. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't have a point, Trent, where, so you're going to ask all my kids, you know, in this, you know, my 18 to 23-year-olds here in the press room, you're going to sit there and ask them and hold them accountable for missed shots or turnovers or this or that or the grade, and yet we can't ask the refs questions. It's a very interesting take, and they've done it in the NFL where the, you know, they've got some expert refs come in, and they look at, you know, this was the right call, this wasn't the right call. You and I have been watching basketball for a long time. There are calls all the time that are missed. I would love somebody actually in the telecast that was a ref in basketball that said, you know, that was the right call on the charge or this, or that was the wrong call on a screen or whatever. You and I both know you can watch screens every play and go back and replay them and go, oh, yeah, I get why they called the foul there. Mm-hmm. But what they don't say is, why didn't they call the foul like three times? You know, Garza can be called for an illegal screen every play, right? Every play.
Yeah.
And I love that kid. I love Garza. He had a great game, and I'm sick of people saying he doesn't have talent. What do you mean he doesn't have talent? He doesn't have jumping ability? Is that what they mean? He can shoot the three? He's going to be an unbelievable free throw shooter. I know he's only like 69% on the season or whatever. He could shoot the three. He's got pretty good right, pretty good left. I don't understand what they mean he doesn't have talent. I'm all over the place, Trent, but I haven't talked to you in a while.
It's okay. Well, it sounds like you want to talk about your last place, Iowa Hawkeyes. That is right. Here we are on February 19th. The Iowa Hawkeyes are in last place in the Big Ten, 3-13, five consecutive losses. They lose it again against Indiana. Came back, made a game, had an opportunity to win it with Bohannon, but another loss for the Hawkeyes. What more can be said, Wolfgang?
Well, I'm trying to think. Should we start with the positives?
All right.
Tyler Cook, watching that game, Tyler Cook on offense is a freaking horse. You cannot stop him. If we have good spacing, if Iowa has good spacing and feeds him the ball and it's one-on-one, he is sick. He is unlike almost anything I can remember in Iowa basketball when he gets it down low. Do you remember anybody since you've been growing up watching Iowa basketball that gets it down there and dunks over people like that with that sickness?
No, there's nobody Nobody. You know, Ray Thompson was an incredible athlete. We've seen great athletes go through here. Doug Thomas was an incredible athlete. I don't think anybody's close to the athleticism we have here.
And you know what, Trent? Maybe I'm glad he sucks at defense, because we're going to give him another year, because he really sucks at defense, okay?
Yeah.
But if he was good at defense, he'd be gone, wouldn't he?
I would think so, yeah. I think he's going to put his
really
name.
He's really good on offense.
He is going to put his name in.
He's jumper now. He's, well, his free throws aren't as good as I thought. I thought he was in the 70s. I don't think he's in the 70s anymore. Offensively, he can go to his right, he can go to his left, he can mm-hmm. finish crazy like we've never seen. If he was good at defense, I think he'd be gone. So there's the one thing. I mean, that's a positive. Hey, I'm glad he's not good at defense, because if not, he'd be gone. So we get to watch him another year. You watch Garza again. I don't know what talent means, Trent. Can you inform me what that means? Does that mean God-given jumping ability? What does that mean?
I guess.
What does talent mean?
Right, because he's a talented basketball player. A guy at that size that can shoot it as well as him, that's talent. That has the footwork that he does, that's talent. I think it was missaid. He's not an athletic player, but he is a talented player.
Okay, then, yes, I would understand. I guess I don't know the definition of talent. If they're just saying he can't jump, we've been saying that.
Right.
And I've been saying that before the season and prepare people for that. And people kind of get it, and they love his effort, and they accepted that, yeah, he's maybe worse than Woody. Let's go to the negatives. Again, we give up 50, was it? Let's see. They shot 56%, Trent, mm-hmm. from the field, over 56%, over 58% from the three-point line. And at some point, we have to start looking for what gets Iowa fans excited, what gets this fan base that's, they're just not feeling good about the team right now at all. Not feeling good at all. What gets them to start the positive vibes, looking forward to next season? Oh, we can maybe make the tournament if this happens or that happens. I'm not sure it's going to happen, because we haven't seen it yet. And the defensive struggles that we see, and we don't identify shooters. The Johnson kid made, what, 9 three-pointers?
9,
At
yeah.
what point are we going to say, oh, okay, let's take this guy out of the game or something like that, like they're doing with Trae Young over at Oklahoma? You see how the people are guarding him different? And he actually is honest with the media, and he says, well, people are guarding me different than they guard any other player in college basketball. It's totally true.
Mm-hmm.
Watch him. He's totally guarded different. You can screw things up for players if you want to. If you don't think outside the box, nothing different is going to happen. If you're just going to let this guy shoot threes all day, we're going to get screwed. And we ended up losing, Brent.
So you mentioned, you know, the way teams are playing against Trae Young right now. Who on this team could do that? There's nobody on the team that could do that. There's nobody on the roster that could play that defense.
There's not one guy. I know. You're not throwing that out there to be crazy or anything.
No.
There is not one guy on there that could even make him uncomfortable.
Right.
Right? It's weird. So yeah, I feel like he's recruiting guys with length, and he's looking at, I don't know what he's doing.
He's looking at offense. This is an excellent offensive team. You ready for a number right now, Wolfgang? I about fell over. I was looking at some numbers right before you came on. So, mm-hmm. offensively, we know this team is good. In fact, Iowa right now is second in the country in terms of assists. Iowa has the second most assists in the country this year, 532.
Fell over.
That's a wow. Now you come to the other end. Let's see. Field goals given up, they're 342nd in the country. Field goal percentage, 290th in the country. Let's see. Two-point percentage, 256. Three-point percentage, 306. And on and on and on and on. It's a brutal defensive team. They're just as bad of a defensive team. As bad as the Licklider years were trying to watch them play offense, it's just as bad trying to watch this team play defense. And I know people don't want to hear it, and you have hope for the future, and maybe you never had hope with Licklider. I get all that, but it is more entertaining. It's more fun because at least they're scoring points. But this team, because of how bad they are defensively, this is as bad as a Licklider team. I know there's a lot of people with their heads in the sand that don't want to believe it, but it is. The numbers bear that out. It's just inverse. Instead of being that bad on the other end of the floor, they're this bad on the defensive end of the floor, and they're as bad as a Licklider team.
I think the reason people don't buy that is because individually, like we talked about, you see talent on this team.
We see offensive talent, though.
Offensive talent. Well, you got to be coached up, Trent. You got to be coached up to play defense, to give 100%. You got to be coached up on defense on how to make it work, you know, schematically. And if you don't, you need to bring in somebody that can, or figure out a niche, figure out a Tom Davis, whatever zone, or figure out a whatever. There has to be something defensively we can do. I don't know if we could bring in some sort of basketball expert to talk to defensively what this team should do defensively. Stick with one thing. I know he's been a multiple defensive guy over the years, mostly man, some zone here and there, you know, some whatever. But there's got to be something that they could do defensively where we will actually see something this rest of the year. We're like, oh, okay, we got a chance next year defensively. Because the roster isn't going to change dramatically next year on defense, so they better start getting it now, Trent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it drives me crazy.
And that's my concern. That's my biggest concern is this team, what they have, what they are, and then the coaching staff. And to bring in a defensive guru, that means that somebody needs to move on. Fran can be stubborn. Stubborn in what he believes and what he believes in terms of just his coaching philosophy. I don't see Gary Barta coming in and telling him, you need to make a change here. And I don't see Fran doing it on his own. And that's concerning. That's concerning to me because they think they'll get it figured out. I don't know. Without some help of an outside voice, without some help and going out and trying to figure something out, I don't see it, Wolfgang. I really don't. And from where we were before the season with this team to now what the future is, I'm concerned about it. I'm concerned for Iowa basketball that it isn't going to get turned around.
Well, I'm looking at this. I heard you say philosophy on defense. So what is his philosophy on defense? What is it? Mostly man, some zone, a little bit of, you know, half-court press type stuff. Like you said, there's not one guy on here that can make Trae Young. I'm sitting here looking at the roster. There's not one guy that would even, like, you know, he'd go off for 80 against us.
I don't know about 80, but it'd be ugly.
I'm exaggerating. Sorry, 77.
It'd be ugly. Yes, it would be ugly. You're right.
Yeah, so anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. The rest, I'm not giving up, man. I'm not.
What?
But I got to start seeing
give
stuff.
Up.
If you start looking at the
they're 3-13. They're in last place in the Big Ten. Give up, Wolfgang. Give up.
No, I'm not. I'm giving up on this year.
Oh,
I'm talking about I want some hope for next year. Because
yeah.
This is not going to be fun if we have no hope going into next year. Which, you know what? It quite frankly doesn't matter because we had a lot of hope for this year.
Yes.
I'll speak for myself. And what an idiot I feel like right now. I feel like an absolute idiot. I'm going to walk over to the mirror right now, look myself in the face, because I was deadly wrong, and I feel completely stupid about how good I thought this team was going to be. I didn't think they were going to be Elite Eight, whatever, anything like that. I thought they were going to be good. I thought they could challenge in the Big Ten. Put up, you know, everybody would be excited. We'd have a home court advantage. All these guys are now sophomores. I just did not see this coming, and I feel stupid. And you know what happens? Coaches get fired when fan bases feel like they look stupid.
Well, at some places. Not so much in Iowa. Well, here's your saving grace for this year. Nebraska crapped the bet yesterday, loses at Illinois. They're on the outside looking in.
Yes.
Northwestern took the big step back that I anticipated, even bigger than I anticipated. They're not going to get it done. Wisconsin's terrible. Minnesota's a dumpster fire. Illinois still stinks. So, hey, with all that being said, it's bad, but at least our neighbors and rivals are bad too, right? Is that the Hawkeye takeaway for basketball this year? We suck, but at least our rivals suck as well.
Yeah, we were talking music earlier. Nirvana, what was that song? I'm So Ugly, But That's Okay, because so are you. It was one of those songs. You know, it's a little odd. Yeah, but Illinois is going to stink for a while, right? Minnesota, Patino probably going to get fired. Nebraska, I mean, I'm never worried about Nebraska. Northwestern, this was their year. Who are the other teams you brought up? So, I mean, there's me looking on the positive.
There you go.
And just looking at basically at our guys individually, offensively. And just exactly what you said. If you're a Hawkeye fan right now, if you're a basketball fan, if you're out, whatever. This is what you look at for the rest of the year if you're a guy and you want to see what this team could possibly do next year. Defensively, exactly what you brought up. if they decided to play one defense or another and figure it out, they've got to figure it out. If not, it's going to get sour, bunch of sour pusses. It's going to hurt recruiting. We're not going to get the guy, any of the guys we want. So it's got to change now. It's got to change now, Trent.
All right, sour puss, you get out of here. We'll talk Friday.
All right. Thanks, Trent. See you, man.
Wolfgang checking in with us. Always good talking with Wolfgang. And that'll do it for the program today. Thanks to everybody out there for listening in, as always. We got Substate Basketball coming up here next on 1700 Dallas Center Grimes. They're taking on Ballard in Game 1 of doubleheader. Game's already underway. Couldn't make it to Norwalk on time, but we will bring you Norwalk and North Polk right after that. And the conclusion of the game coming up here to kick off the 6 o'clock hour. Thanks for listening in once again. Jimmy B and TC, we'll be back tomorrow starting at noon. Myself and Ken Miller off today. We'll be back tomorrow starting at noon. And then Jimmy B and TC on your drive home from 4 until 6 o'clock. Enjoy Big Monday. Enjoy high school hoops tonight in the sub-state round and the opener. I'll be back on the other side from Norwalk.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Sponsored by Serta. It's the Serta President's Day event. Get a free box spring or save up to $500 on a Serta adjustable set. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Archer Home Center in Adel.
Jim, would you sponsor my son in the fun run?
Sure. Here's a dollar.
Jim, I know a senior manager with your experience makes between $100,000 and $132,000.
Oh, there's five.
Thanks. Hey, Sue, the director with a median salary of $95,000. Got a sec?
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their...